Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, a little technical problem on my part. I was going to explain something to you that I've been bothering. My right wrist has been bothering me, and it might be carpal tunnel. I don't know. It's just been bothering me ever since I had a battle of gout. So I decided to use my left hand, which I thought, well, that'll save my right hand, and I'll use my little left hand for the mouse, and I'll hit the, you know, do everything that I need to do, the pointers and the clicks with the left hand. So I clicked the wrong button. So, yeah, let that left hand be bad, bad left hand. It hit the wrong button. Okay, so how's everybody today? So that was kind of a strange little, why is he late? Why isn't he jumping on? Why isn't he talking to us? Well, my left hand got carried away and hit the wrong button. So don't let your left hand hit the wrong button, right? So how's everybody today? So you ready for an exciting week? Ooh, 4th of July tomorrow, do anything special? I might kind of lay low tomorrow and might go walk and watch some fireworks. We have a place that gives fireworks off in the area at the Rose Bowl, which, you know, they play the Rose Bowl game and football games and stuff, and they have events there. But every year they have a big – so I don't want to go into the stadium to watch the fireworks, but I know a little ways that I can go to climb to the top of a parking lot, about a mile away from the Rose Bowl, and watch it from there. So I might do that tomorrow night. Can't take my dog, though. Don't take dogs to fireworks. No, bad idea. Do not take your dogs. I see you have a couple callers. I will be in with you in a minute. I'm just kind of setting up the show. I have lots of articles. So as you know, I've kind of changed the direction a little bit. Yeah. And it's really about asking my spirit group. Now, you could also throw in your ancestors there, you know, if you want to talk to them instead and what they have to say to you. We got questions. They'll answer your questions. They may not give you predictions, though. So they're not all into predictions like, ooh, so when am I ever? No, it's about, well, it's more about how you get there. You know, how do you get what you want? How do you get that job? How do you get that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that new car, right? So it's more about how than when. And I'm trying to get away from the when thing, because the when thing is really up to you. When has a lot to do with you and your vibration, and if you're a matching vibration with whatever you want. Okay, simple put. I'm a big law of attraction person. I've been studying it for 20 years now. And so I try to have spirit, my spirit group, Sarah group, which is a group of spirit masters who come in and out of the group to answer certain questions for people. You might just hear from Carl Jung, I don't know, or Freud. Nah, no Freud. Freud's never been in the group, okay? I forgot who else has been in the group. Some people that have been well-known to humans, but I don't try to use on – it's not about personality of those who are in the spirit group. It's more about the message. So if you identify with the message, cool. If you don't identify with their message, well, guess what? You can go somewhere else. No, just playing with you a little bit. So – and I have some commentary. I have a commentary, and I call it Wake Up America commentary. And I see I have callers, and I know you've been holding. I'll get into my commentary in a few minutes. And I have some articles about relationships mostly. Ooh, yeah, relationships. That's one of our favorite topics, isn't it? Money, relationships, and all that sort of thing. But it's just kind of, I was musing about the idea that regardless of what end of the spirit of the political spectrum is, you have your opinions and they kind of cross over from time to time. I don't think there's anybody who is just ultra conservative or ultra liberal. I think we it all depends on our own personal needs. It all depends on our personal needs and our personal beliefs, more so than it does about a political spectrum. I'll give you an example and I'll take calls. You know, I know a lot of conservative people, and, you know, conservatives are into states' rights and into individual rights and freedom and so forth and so on. But those same people don't want government involved in your life. Unless government's going to do something for you specifically, like, you know, marriage equality, okay, diversity, you know, so there's rules. Well, you know, I don't want government involved, but government needs to do this. We need to send all those people back to whatever country they come. I don't want government involved in my life, but so, and the same thing with liberals. They do the same thing. We all kind of cross over based on our own personal beliefs, you know. I want a big government, and I want government involved, and I want government doing that and government doing that, but stop regulating marijuana, okay? So I want my then when you come to certain subjects about even liberals, it's like, no, wait a minute, time, I get government out of my life. I don't want, you know, leave my vitamins alone, leave this alone, leave that alone. So they want government involved in their lives, except for, my little thing, don't mess with me. Or I don't want government involved in my life, except my issues. Oh, I got this little issue, my belief systems. So it's kind of funny how we cross over in each other and step on each other's toes from time to time. So I don't think there's anybody who's purely liberal or purely conservative. I think it all depends on your personal belief systems, which way you look at it. So I'll take some calls. Well, that's, you know, this is kind of a, you know, an Ann Landers kind of Dear Abby kind of show, but except me giving the opinions or thoughts or ideas on your lives. It's my spirit guides, my spirit group. I should say they're a group, a spirit teacher. So 650-253, how does this go? 559 and 703 in that order. I'll try to get to all of you. And we'll talk a little bit more about some articles I had about relationships, and hopefully I will not hit the wrong button again. I promise. My left hand was being bad. If you were listening earlier, yes. Okay, so let's see if I can click this properly. Not used to using my left hand on this stuff. Hello. Are you there?
Hey there.
Hey there. Hey.
Hi. How are you? How are you doing?
Hey is for horses. Did you know that?
It is. You're so right.
Cows don't eat hay, do they? I don't think they do. They eat grass.
They eat grass, as far as I know. Yeah. I hope your arm gets better.
Oh, I'm going to get into this whole thing about alternative medicine. My doctor has me on these pills for, let's say, gout or arthritis, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they just totally destroy my stomach.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I mean, I'll take one pill and it'll help the inflammation, but my mm-hmm. stomach will be bothering me the rest of the day. And she's saying,
no.
take two or three a day right after you eat. I mean, I'd have to eat like a whole whatever for it not to bother me, right? So it's funny.
Oh.
So I'm getting back to my shaman ways and start looking for some alternatives that aren't from Big Pharma. So what's going on? Who am I speaking to?
My name is Zara. And I'm
Zara,
from California.
Oh, yeah. I like that name, Zara. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Is that a given name, or is that something you – did you have a bunch of hippie parents and they gave you the name?
No, actually, I gave it to myself later on.
Good for you. You know, I think we should figure out a name that kind of identifies with ourselves, right?
Oh, I know. I think parents mess up a lot with names. Yeah.
So what's going on, Zara? Z-A-R-A?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, I
okay.
was wondering if my spirit guides could come and help me with a question regarding my daughter's relationship.
Okay, what's the question about your relationship?
She seems to be very, very fond of this man, and the man seems fond of her, but wondering whether there's longevity. Right now it's going strong, but for family dynamics in general, I feel someone else would be better suited. And, of course, I want to be good.
So you're trying to control the relationship.
No, it's not in my hands. I'm just wondering.
But in your mind, you are. You're going, well,
in
I
my
don't like
mind.
That.
I just feel like, I just know, wisdom and years.
Okay,
here's
what I hear for you now. So I'm trying to give you a little peace here so that you feel better about it. What I hear is as this relationship plays itself out, they will discover their differences that they can't overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I see.
Follow me?
Yes, it
so
does. Yes, it does.
Spirit is saying that there are some differences between them. How long have they been together?
Just about a year now. Hasn't been too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the euphoric stage is still there to some degree is what I hear, and so they'll get to the practical side soon, the practicalness. They will realize that their friendship is not built on solid ground. Okay, that's the best thing I can tell you. So, yeah, watch for an unraveling in the not too distant future because it feels like what I get. It's bound to self destruct, is what I hear. So, okay, watch for it.
Oh,
see what happens.
Wow. Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Because, like, thank you. I appreciate that. Just because I feel like, for intuitive level, there's a better suited partner out there that would just be. He'd put fit into the family dynamics much better.
Okay. Okay. We'll leave it there. We won't go into that one, but yeah.
Well, thank you, George. I appreciate this message.
I get the energy that they're the euphoric thing will wear down and it'll self-destruct. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And any specific time frame or am I just,
I mean, I hate time frames, because I try to avoid predictions,
yeah.
But I do hear that they won't be together by Christmas, okay?
Oh, that soon, this year. We're not talking about next year. Okay.
2017, cool. Yeah, the holiday seasons. That's a big deciding factor in people's relationships, too, is that the holiday seasons become tough on people anyway, relationships, and they don't have... They don't have the glue to keep it together. Just leave it that way.
The foundation.
That's what I get.
The foundation.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Well,
take care.
Appreciate it, George. You enjoy your holiday tomorrow. And
you
yeah.
too.
Enjoy the fireworks. Bye.
Oh, I'll try. Bye. There's just something about fireworks and watching them on television just doesn't do it, right? You know, it's like the sound and the smell and the whole bit. Now, I'm a little turned off by fireworks because I lived in a city and I lived across the street from the high school in the city, Chino, California, which is in the Inland Empire. I don't think you guys know where that is. That's a long time ago. And so every year this group, a religious group, would put on an all-day crusade at the high school and on the football field. And at night they would have a big fireworks show. So every year I would put up with crowds on my front lawn, staking out my front lawn, not letting people, you know, people camping, walking by, cars going for about 11, 12 years of that. So I think my fireworks days are like with lots of crowds and lots of people and one of my neighbors shooting bottle rockets off into the high school or into the tennis court. I just kind of slowed down on the fireworks thing. It was fun for a while. So that's my fireworks story. But I like to watch them. I think everybody does to some degree. It's kind of amazing what they can do. And pyrotechnics, is getting better every year. So 253-559 and 703. Hello.
Sorry. I have a cold.
Well, that's not good. Well, don't have it. Tell it to go away.
I'll share it with you.
No, well, you can't. But that's okay. I have my own issues. But so what's going on? I know who this is because we have talked thousands of times. Millions, zillions. You never know. There are past lives, people that come into your life. You never know if you haven't talked to a person for thousands of times because maybe you've spent hundreds of lifetimes together and you just don't realize it, right? See?
Yeah.
I could be right. I could be right. And I could be wrong, too.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind today? What is on
your
mind?
Just a, Just a message from Spirit would be nice. Do I have to have a question?
Well, it's good to have questions because it's good to be able to let them hone in on a specific area of your life that you might have a concern about. You know, it's the So, okay, well, you don't seem like you have a specific area that you want to hone in on. So let me see what they have to say to you. Hone in on yourself. That's what I get. You know, it's really taking care of yourself more. That's what I'm getting for you. Is that like you need to pamper yourself more. You put out for other people way too much in your life. I mean, it's a balancing act. You put out for other people, yeah. But you got to put. And they're reminding me of something I watched this weekend, and it's a video, and it's about being in the flow. And being in the flow for you is doing things that you're most passionate about in life, and that's how you care for yourself. Stop coughing. Stop coughing. No, I'm kidding. How you care for yourself and how you do this is for you to get into your own personal flow where you're just doing something and you're absorbed in it and time flies and it's just like, whoa, wow, I spent a whole day doing this. I don't realize I spent a whole day doing this. So what they're trying to get you to think about is what can I do that I just get lost in it? And I really love doing it. Focus on that as much as you can. You got a job. Sometimes jobs are jobs, right?
Yeah, this is
your
job.
And then sometimes jobs are that passionate thing you can do. So I'm not telling you to change. They're not telling you to change jobs. They're telling you to, when you have time for yourself, make sure you get into the flow of doing things that just kind of turn you on and you go, wow, I love doing this. Oh, wow. Well, look how many hours I spent doing. Like some people will like reading books, and I'm not, you're a book reader, but some people will get lost in a novel and they're there for an hour just reading. But that's them getting in the flow. You understand? So find something.
Yeah.
Go find something to do today that you just get you there, okay? Maybe it's watching fire.
Sick.
You choose
I'm
the...
going to go to... Yeah, I'm going to pick up my medication and laying back down. That's all.
Well, sleep is a good thing, too. Getting in the flow could be sleep. Yeah, you feel good. Right. So go do something for yourself, okay? Take care of you.
Yeah.
That's mostly what they want you to do is take care of you. Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Be good. Yes.
Bye.
Bye. That's really one of the most important things that you can do is take care of you, isn't it? You know, people get lost in helping other people, which is a good thing to do. Helping, being in service, doing things for other people. But you kind of drain the well doing that, don't you? You just kind of, but I have to talk to another. I kind of get there from sometimes from talking to people. It's like draining myself. But you got to take care of you. Find your way of getting into the flow, which is kind of that higher consciousness place where you're just kind of locked into something and you just love doing it. And it takes whatever that is. It could be watching a movie. If it's absorbing and it feels good and it's inspiring, or it could be music, you know, playing music, listening to music. If you get into the flow, there's nothing wrong with any of that. And people go, well, I'm not being productive. Well, you're productive to you. That's the key thing. So 559 and 703. And then we'll talk a little bit more about relationships. Ooh, how fun, huh? As long as I don't click on the wrong thing again. Hello.
Hi, this is Evelyn.
Well, how is Evelyn on this beautiful Monday?
Evelyn's having a relaxing day. I'm great, thank you.
You got like 4 days off, 5 days off?
Well, I have the summer off. I'm a teacher, so I'm pretty fortunate.
And so now you're kind of getting into your own zone, recovering from teacherhood, right?
Yeah, I've been training.
But you like teaching. Don't anybody put you down. Yeah, there you like to teach. You get weary at times, right? I can tell you like it.
It's
I think
very
you like to stimulate minds, young minds or old minds or whatever minds you're stimulating.
It's a very rewarding field.
Don't you like it when somebody gets it, some student gets it? And they run with whatever you're talking about, and you can see the light go on in their head, and they just get inspired.
That's the best, actually, when you hear the words, oh, now I get it. expression they make, and you're like, yes, finally, yes.
That's the rewarding part, isn't it? I get it. Yeah, wow, cool. And then the student teaches the teacher. So what's going on, Evelyn? Why would you call into a show like this?
You know, curiosity and just to know how you're going to talk about
love. Curiosity killed the cat. You know that?
Ah, but it won't kill me. I was just thinking maybe I should just wait to see what kind of advice you have for relationships. I've made good choices in terms of my career, my life. However, when it comes to, like, the romantic department, I think I have failed, and I need to analyze why.
In some cases, and this is what I hear from you, my spirit group, and I just get for you friendship first. You know, some people want the romance and the chemistry and the beautiful, right? But I'm really feeling for you that it's really. I mean, there has to be some attraction. I'm not saying you go, a person repulses me. No, never. But it's friendship first for you. Developing a really good friend, and let that lead to the outcome that you're looking for. Somebody that you love to do things with, somebody that you kind of share that kind of vibration together, where you kind of almost know each other's thoughts. The friendship is the key for you. That's what I get. And that the romance part kind of, you know, some relationships evolve from romance to friendship. But I'm feeling in your case, now you could disagree and tell me I'm absolutely crazy, but this is what I hear, that for you, it's kind of developing the friendship, and then the romance kind of falls into place as the friendship develops. Am I right? How does that feel
to
you?
You're picking up exactly what I want. I've always told myself I want to find a friend first, because, you know, once the newness wears off, what you're stuck with that person, you want your best friend, and that's something I've told myself. However, in my world, I'm surrounded by women. And I don't know that many male men.
Let me stop you there, okay? Because this is very common, and there is a very, I wouldn't say simple solution to this, but there's a solution to it. What do you love to do? What kind of activities do you really like to do? Okay.
I like to go to karaoke and listen to people sing. I like to read. I like to paint. I like to dance, but I don't dance anymore. But
I like
music.
So you have all these activities where you could run into men, right?
True.
Karaoke, you go there, run into men, try to find out if there's, I don't know your age, but, you know, men that are age appropriate
I'm
for
34.
You. Okay, so age appropriate, 34. You know. 30, 40, whatever you're, you know, unless you're like a cougar kind of person that likes the 22-year-olds.
No.
I'm just teasing. I know you don't. I don't. Your energy's like more serious than that. More, you want somebody who has a little brains on their head in their head still, right?
Yes.
So it's music. So you kind of circle your life around music and go to places where you can meet people, because sometimes. Yeah, that's a tough one, music sometimes. So you have to kind of dig into that one for a while. Where can I go to meet people, men especially, where they're, you know, other than a bar, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay,
and
so but there are other activities which you just mentioned that are really cool that you could just find out. Or here's another alternative I hear for you. Figure out where men that you would like to meet do, because sometimes you have to celebrate differences, and sometimes you have to go to places where you would find men who have similar that you might be interested in. You may never do this before, but what do men like to do that you're interested in? Okay.
Oh, I have to think about that one.
Well, and then you can think in terms of, I don't know, some women really into, you know, they're kind of not into sports, but they're okay with sports, so they'll do sports related to life.
Oh, there we go. Baseball games. There we go. Baseball. I enjoy baseball games.
Well, I'll give you an example. I don't know where you live, but in L.A., the Dodgers have a group that travels with them, okay? And it's like a club. And so there's men and women in the club that travel from baseball games to baseball games. Okay? They go to different cities. They, you know, I think they recently were in San Diego. So you can find, it, you know, like organizations that kind of that are into that sort of thing. Groupon has that sort of thing where there's organizations around a certain activity that you can join. Think about that. But sports is a good one for women if you're kind of interested, but, you know, you don't want a fanatic, of course. You want somebody, you know. But try that. Try finding activities you think men would do that you might have some interest in and you'd like to learn more about. Men like to be helpful. Men like to be helpful in that way, especially sports and the whatever it might be, car clubs, sports, you know, adventurous activities, hiking. Men like to be helpful.
And I'm very independent, so I need to let go of that a little bit.
Because you got to show that. Oh, I don't know how to do that. Can you show me more about it?
Okay.
Try that. You'll find somebody, but you got to get out there. I don't know if you use dating sites are always the best because I think dating sites are like people put puff stuff in their things which they're not really who they are, right?
No, I don't want to do the dating thing online. I put it out there. I want to meet someone like while I'm at the gas station or at the grocery store, something like that.
That would be wonderful. But what I hear is find activities that you know men would do that you might enjoy. That way you start off with the potentiality of friendship. Because we're talking friendship here. So friendship is based on common interests. Like a book club, you know what I mean? A book club.
Okay,
but it can't be all married. It can't be just married couples. Or here's the other thing you can do. Start a club, like a Groupon. I don't know if you have Groupon in your area, but start a club.
Yeah, we do.
Start one that it's for singles. Age-appropriate singles.
That's kind of intimidating to start something with.
Find a friend who can help you with it. Find a wingman or wingwoman that'll help you with that. Okay. You don't have to do this all by yourself. You know, you can find a friend that says, "Hey, let's do this thing. You know, let's start this thing."
Yeah,
it's just an idea,
but
you have to get into activities that you like, that we kind of like, that you know men might enjoy also. And it feels like the intellectual, the book club kind of thing would be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Take care.
Bye. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the keys of relationships, meeting somebody, especially if you want to be friends, because relationships are built on three different things. They're built on attraction, obviously. They're built on romance, but the bonding unit in a relationship is friends. You know, I've done my own personal little surveys on this, and I've read a lot about it. And you'll read articles on it, and you'll realize that people who've been together for quite a while generally are best friends. So how do you become best friends? Well, you have common interests. And you got to be open to differences because they may do something that you might particularly go, "Oh, I've never tried that. Well, let me try it, see if I like it." And they may do the same thing. So you both have to be open to the idea of shared interests. And that's a long story, which when I was with somebody and we were kind of like on the falling out of the engagement, and we met with a therapist, and his basic comment was, "You need to celebrate each other's differences." What a great concept. But as soon as she heard that, "We got to celebrate each other's differences," that there went the relationship. The unwillingness to do that, that's kind of frightening. Okay, so we'll go to my own personal story on that one. But it's, you know, therapists will tell you, celebrate your difference. Find, you know, celebrate differences. It's okay because it builds a relationship because you got to bring different spices into a relationship. Okay, I got a 703 number. You know, I'm getting off track here a little bit, but that's important. Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Andrea. How are you?
I'm okay. How is Andrea? I shouldn't say okay. I'm better than okay.
I'm doing great too. I used to live in California myself.
Where do you live now?
In Virginia.
Really? What part of Virginia?
Mm-hmm. By Dulles Airport, Northern Virginia.
Oh, okay. So you're really close to Washington, D.C. I spent
yes.
a little time. I spent years and years and long time ago, back in the 80s, I had worked for a company, and we had a company we bought, which was in near south of Richmond, Petersburg, Virginia. So I spent some time there in Richmond and all that area, which was kind of an interesting experience. The Old South. That was definitely the Old South.
Yes, definitely. And it's kind of, it's not the same as it is. I mean, it's not the nicest place to live in Richmond now.
Isn't. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of run down.
Really? So
yeah.
what's going on with you today?
Well, I have a quick question. I recently tried out for a TV show back in January, and I know some things were going on. Tried out for America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out what, you know, see coming of that, if it's still in the works, mm-hmm. or I might have to, you know, do I have to wait till next year, or what?
I just hear self-promotion. What do you do? What do you do?
I sign music and sign language. I can't sing. I sign music and sign language.
So how's that going to relate to America's Got Talent?
Well, I interpret music in sign language for all people to enjoy, deaf people, hearing people. It's like a performance.
So, you know, without getting to the prediction part, and I'm trying to avoid the prediction part, I'm trying to get into what Spirit says you have to do, what you should do to make it happen versus, well, if it's going to happen. Of course it's going to happen. If you really believe in it and you believe in yourself and you really enjoy doing it, then it'll happen. But the word for you is self-promotion. You got to get out there and promote yourself more. Nah, that's
I have. I made some more YouTube videos.
You'll
put
them
on my Twitter account, my Facebook account.
My friend, you'll get it. You just have to just be patience. You know, patience. I live near Hollywood, and I talk to actors, or I've known actors, and I've heard stories about actors, and they, you know, these overnight successes that have gone on 300 interviews for jobs, for casting calls, 300,
mm-hmm.
and finally get discovered after the 301. So
mm-hmm.
you can't get discouraged. You'll get there. Absolutely, you'll get there because you're really good at what you do, right? You believe in yourself.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
So,
I even have a vision board of everything right in front of me. But this is my fifth year trying out, so I'm not giving up.
Maybe number five is the charm. You just have to believe in yourself. You'll get there, okay?
Oh, I do. I definitely believe in it.
So,
otherwise,
what's
I
the problem?
Keep doing what I'm doing. Well, you know, they said they're going to call people by the end of March. And then, you know, now then I don't really know what's going on. I know they had a lot of, you know, changes with the show. And so I still signs from the universe.
Is that the one from Simon Cowell with Simon Cowell on it?
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
That one. Yeah, I know that show. I've watched a little bit of it. Yeah, so this is what I hear for you now. Don't be offended by this. And it's like what they're trying to tell you to do, Spirit, is that you have to stand out. So you have to be a little weird is the word I hear. A little weird. Weird in your own way. Weird being that you stand out. That however you do this, you're above the fray. So you may have to change your look, your style a little bit to draw more attention to yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not in a way that you feel totally uncomfortable, but you need to do self-promotion in the sense of how you present yourself a little differently so that you kind of stand out. They go, well, who is this lady? What does she do? Right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to grab somebody's attention. And that's what I'm feeling is the energy around you. It's just grabbing somebody's attention, maybe, and how just kind of looking in the mirror going, maybe I could do this and this and that, or maybe I could present myself a little differently. They'll never realize that what I do, okay? So I get the word self-promotion and be a little weird.
Okay, like I was going to do a song like Cher, like she has the wig, you know, with the paper. Here,
yeah.
So I was thinking of doing that, but that was a little too weird. But if I don't make this season, maybe I'll do something like that next year.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to stand out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't be too normal.
No. No, you can't.
Being
because I don't want normal for TV show.
No, they don't want normal. They want somebody. But at the core, you're going to do what you do because you love to do it. But the whole idea is to kind of make them, somebody look at you, go, hey, what's your story? I want to hear your story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So a little weird is okay for you.
Okay.
If that draws attention, that draws attention, and then once you got the attention, people's attention, you can do your thing. Okay?
Right.
Got it?
Okay. Sure. Perfect.
Go for it.
Thanks.
Isn't that true of a lot of people in life? You have to kind of put yourself out there a little bit. Don't be afraid of being vulnerable. Don't be afraid of people going, well, you're a little strange, aren't you? You're a little weird, aren't you? I'll give you an example of what I hear. Robin Williams, you know, remember Robin? He was a great comedian. But his background was very serious acting, very serious. But he was willing to – I saw Robin when he first started in doing comedy. He just got a little out there. I mean, he was a little out there, but he wasn't afraid to get a little out there. And then he could get into more serious roles and play both different kinds of roles, but he wasn't afraid to get out there, get on the edge a little bit, kind of get a little weird at times, you know, like there's a lot of – and then you can pull yourself back in. You know, a lot of great comedians and great show people are – or anybody in life kind of shy, but sometimes you have to break out of the shyness. And you have to get a little weird, a little different, a little out there. You have to kind of put on the mask in a way. I mean, that sounds kind of but the mask sometimes is good because then you can take it off, right? Then you can take it off. You know, I've heard of rock stars that you know, you hear about this wild, crazy rock star that does all these crazy things on stage. And, well, Alice Cooper was one. If you know who Alice Cooper is, a guy that played these songs and did really weird stuff. But once he took the mask off, he played golf. He was a golfer. You know, he loved golf. You know, the persona he put on stage was not the person. And sometimes you can't do that. I know. You have to create a persona for yourself, and then, like, comedians are that way. A lot of them are really kind of shy and withdrawn and all that sort of thing. But once they get on stage, they just cull into that persona, that character. Lady Gaga was like that. She puts on a persona. It's not the real person. That's something she does so she can present herself. Okay, so enough of that. My friend out there, I know I went off and on and off about that. Especially if you're in that kind of industry where you want to entertain people and you want to present them. Salespeople are the same way. You know, I was in sales for a long time, and a lot of salespeople, they put on an act, a persona. You had to kind of be a character to be in sales in a lot of jobs. I mean, even what I do. A little bit of an act, a little bit of a putting on a persona for you, and you know, then go home. And then when I'm done, I'll go just kind of chill out. You know, may not talk to anybody for a long time. I don't know. You know, so same thing. Okay, so I only have a few minutes left, and we kind of went off on a whole different tangent. So think about that. Okay, we're going to find an article that I thought was kind of interesting. Oh, let's do this one. This is a really cool article. And it's kind of on a positive energy. Oops. Nope. This one's about sex. And we'll just leave the sex one alone. Nope. I can't find my article. Where are you? I know it's – here we go. Okay. 7 qualities of a spiritual relationship. That's what I was looking for. I could spend all my time looking for an article. I have all these pages open. But I thought this is good. And the article, the gentleman is Vishnu, and I'll just go with his first name, Vishnu, okay? Your conflicts are temples for growth, and we'll go through this, and I won't give you all the little intro stuff. Yes, conflict feels unpleasant, awkward, and frustrating, but because conflicts with your partner challenge you to be understanding, solve problems, and communicate when you're not firing on all cylinders, you come away from them better prepared to handle whatever stressful situation throws at you, okay, with grace. So the conflict, look at the conflicts in your relationship as an opportunity to grow and develop. And you can take what you get in the relationship and overcoming and compromise and celebrating differences and all of that sort of thing. And it's an opportunity you can use outside the relationship. So it's all your own growth here, not and being willing to accept the differences and accept the conflicts and working through them and having an agreement to work through them, having an agreement to discuss things and solve problems and communicate and get things working. And you know, and from a spiritual perspective, and I'm just kind of ad-libbing a little bit here, it's also about bringing in spirit, bringing in higher consciousness, and however you can bring that into it, meditating together, bringing in thoughts and ideas that you can use to overcome conflict, and then you learn to use and develop that for outside. Okay. You both practice compassion. Now, compassion is a huge word for me and a lot of other people. I think in the spiritual world, it's you both practice compassion in moments you might be tempted to judge. Ooh, in those moments of conflict or in struggles, you and your partner face individually, and you cannot criticize or affirm each other's negative self-perceptions. Instead, you listen with understanding and acceptance. You see your partner's wounds as something with the potential to transform them through healing and see yours the same way. You have faith in each other's ability to surmount these challenges and encourage each other to do so. When your partner is struggling, you encourage them to challenge themselves without being demanding or making ultimatums. And as your partner does the same for you, you make each other better. So compassion, what is compassion? Well, there's kindness, being kind to somebody. But compassion is taking kindness and trying to assist your partner if they're open to assist. You know, some people try to go too far with that. And when your partner's not ready to be assisted, to be helped, to be shown something, back away. Show kindness. So show consideration. But then when compassion is appropriate, then show compassion. And maybe compassion is nothing more than a hug or making them laugh or doing them something that just kind of lightens the mood in the situation. May not solve all the problems because you're not always a problem solver for your partner. They may have to solve their own problem, but you can create a different environment, a different vibration that helps them to come up with their own answers. And you might make suggestions if they're open to that. So much time do I have left? This is an interesting article, and I hope you're enjoying it. Got 2 minutes. Okay. Your default position, I'm going to skip through these, okay? Your default position is love. Always going to love, going to the energy of love. You practice forgiveness with each other. That's a biggie, right? Compassion and forgiveness. You're willing to forgive. You're fully present in the relationship. That's a biggie too. Being present in your spiritual life, partners show up completely, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. You're there. You do not hide from each other, and you feel comfortable being vulnerable and truthful to each other. So that's just being completely open with your partner and being there for your partner. You invest in self-awareness practices like meditation, yoga, journaling, mindfulness. But you're there. You're present. And you're vulnerable, which is kind of hard for some people, right? So we talked about love. Your expectation for each other is that you each try to be the best self every day. So it's an encouragement to be the highest person you can be. And you create an environment, you create an energy field in a relationship so that you're both striving to be the highest person. And you encourage each other to do that, not in a derogatory way, but in an uplifting way. So your goal is to raise the vibration of the relationship to the highest place possible. What do you think? All great ideas about relationships. How much time do we have? Well, we have a few seconds left. So I probably will be here tomorrow because celebrations and everything don't take place too late in the day. Not sure what we'll talk about. again, I think it's going to really about letting my spirit guide group, I should say group, answer questions. Love you guys. Have a beautiful 4th of July. Bye.